This gospel always makes me feel bad for Jesus because he sounds like wandering around. And as I was just looking at the Sunday paper this morning, it talks about the tent city that's underneath Milwaukee, and I just think about Jesus, and he probably would be wandering around there. Hearing today's gospel and Jesus' lamentations makes me ask, is it hard to be a Catholic? And I don't mean, is it hard to be a Catholic out there, because we know it is. It's hard to even be good out there. What I mean, is it hard to be a Catholic inside? Is it hard to want, to accept, and to maintain a relationship with Jesus in your hearts? And I'm not talking about an image of a fire alarm Jesus, a God who we just keep on the shelf and call on only in emergencies when we want something from him. I mean a real walk alongside, change my life to his will type of relationship with Jesus. Is that type of relationship, that type of being Catholic, is that hard? Wise people have said so. C.K. Chesterton, an author and a convert to Catholicism, penned that famous line you may have heard before, "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting, it has been found difficult and left untried." But I want to ask each one of you here, in your present lives right now, do you feel it's hard to be a Catholic, hard to follow Christ? And don't answer just off the top of your head, "I've come up with a test." I've come up with 5 questions that will help you decide, and something that will help with these questions. All the questions will be yes and no, so it won't be essay questions, and I won't ask for answers from people volunteering. As I ask the 5 questions, it's nice to keep track on your hand. So start by yourself just with your open hand and fold each finger for each answer yes to each question. That'll help you. Okay, question number 1. When you have some time on your hands, a few minutes, do you spend more time with this or with this? When you have a couple of minutes, does your mind turn to your cell phone and what you can do with it? Or does your mind turn to God and what you can do with that? And think about people, think about somebody that might need a prayer. If you're going to panic about something, what would you panic about? That you forgot your cell phone or you forgot to talk to Jesus that day? Question number 2. Do you pray any time during the day? Do you experience challenges that you have each day and you ask Jesus to help you? I don't mean just praying at meal times. That's good. And I don't mean praying at night before you go to bed. That's good as well. But do you pray during the day for the things that happen during your day? Yes or no? Question number 3. Do you pray with your family or another at least once a day? Do you pray with someone else that you care about, that you love? Do you pray with them at least once a day? Yes or no? Question number 4. By the end of most days, will you have lied, gossiped, or used foul language? So by the end of each day, will you have lied, gossiped, or used foul language? Yes or no? Final question. Is there anything you do daily that you just cannot not do for 48 hours? Is there something, habit that you have that if I said stop it for 2 days, it would be pure torture for you to stop it? How does your hand look now? Is it closed or is it still pretty open with what you're doing? So let's talk for a few minutes and analyze the questions that I asked you. Do you spend more time in the day with your phone or the crucifix? That question asks, what do you worship and who and what is your God? Second question, do you pray any time during the day? That question asks, who's in charge of your life? Question number 3, Do you pray with your family or another person at least once a day? That asks, do you share your faith? Question number four, probably the most intriguing one. By the end of most days, if you lied, gossiped, or used foul language, these three sins reflect on you and your soul. And those three sins dirty your soul. And as we all know, we don't like to invite somebody into our home when our house is dirty. Question number five, is there anything you cannot not do? That asks, what controls you? Not what do you control, but what controls you? Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus wishes to make a home in you. So take a look at your hand. Did you make a little home, or is it still pretty open for him? Now answer in your own minds again, is it hard to be a Catholic? Is it hard to make a home for Jesus in your heart and in your soul? You know, the funny thing is, if you answered no to a lot of the questions I had, you probably think, yeah, you know, it's pretty hard to be a Catholic. But if you answered yes to all those questions, you already know it's not hard at all.